It was announced yesterday that schools will be reopened on the 24th of June, but only for SPM and STPM taking students. Despite the opening, multiple SOPs must be observed to avoid a new cluster. For the rest of the students, online learnings will have to resume as usual. While parents were happy that their kids' safety was ensured, the future of their education also worried them. To ease their worries, the members of the National Union of Teaching Profession Malaysia (NUTP) have suggested to reopen primary schools earliest by the end of September or end of October. Astro Awani reported that NUTP's president, Aminuddin Awang, said that decision, however, is completely dependent on the current COVID-19 state and will also be discussed with MO and MKN. I want to say that our teachers are always ready to be called on duty to fulfill their responsibilities in providing education to students. Throughout MCO and the CMCO, teachers have been continuously providing online classes and exercises for their students to ensure their learning process is smooth. He also assured that once schools reopen, the teachers will multiply their efforts to make sure the students don't miss anything from the 3 months that the schools were closed. To prepare for school to reopen, Aminuddin had some suggestions for the updated school SOPs, which included only 4 core subjects to be taught in classes while the rest will be taught virtually, morning sessions in school to be held from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. while afternoon sessions to be held from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. primary or secondary. Students must be eager to return to their schooling life, or are they? However, their safety is what must be kept at the utmost importance now. Also read, Philippines President Duterte says schools won't open until COVID-19 vaccine is found. You have reached the end of this story.